Mumia! Mumia! Must go free!
Abolish the racist death penalty!
Mumia! Mumia! Must go free! Abolish the racist death penalty!
Chinese from South Africa.
We're talking here on the streets here. We got a lot of people here at this rally here. What do you think about the movement here?
I think what's happening in Toronto is happening in a lot of different places, you know what I mean? The progressive movement is still trying to find its feet. You know, there's been a lot of setbacks, a lot of small victories as well. I think the aim is just to keep going. You know, but what's happening in Toronto is happening in different places all over the world. So it is necessary to have these voices. It doesn't matter how marginal it is, doesn't matter how many people, how little people show up, you know, but to keep the good fight going.
Mumia! Mumia! Must be free! Abolish the racist death penalty!
Mumia! Mumia! Must go free! Abolish the racist death penalty!
All right, word up. Word of Wednesday. We're here at the Mumia Abu Jamal rally. We're right near the U.S. consulate. We're here with a guest here, Wasun. What's the word here?
All right, I'm here to support Mumia. When I was 15 years old, this is the first struggle that I got involved with. The Mumia campaign in the mid-90s, 94, 95, was organized by a number of different Trotskyist groups on the left. And that was my first experiences with mass protests. And as I got older, studying the Black Panther history and the Black Panther Party, which influenced me, I got to learn about how important and central Mumia was within the party and after the party, organizing with Move and the John Africa movement. Mumia is a legacy in himself, and this is a critical time where he might possibly be executed. He needs all the support he can get internationally, and you know, I'm just here to represent. This is my roots, and this is my foundation.
For real. And how do you think about the diversity of the crowd? Do you think there's a lot of groups uniting at this event, or is this a hood-to-hood kind of event?
You know, this is a really establishment left, you know, that is just out here, and I still think it's important for the forces that are here. You know, right now, I kind of feel like in the Black community and a lot of the young people today, a lot of the history of Mumia and of the Panthers and the Black Power movement and that whole era has been lost. And that's partly why you don't see a lot of racialized faces here. I think that we can use this as a foundation to build upon and start educating the community. You know, issues like Mumia, I'm trying to address in the music and draw the connections between defeat of the U.S. Black Power movement because of COINTELPRO and the breakdown of African communities throughout North America. So it's clearly related to Mumia and the struggles of 40, 50 years ago.
For real. And you got any music coming up?
Yeah, my second album, The Prison Notebooks, is coming out this winter. I've got production from a whole bunch of ill artists throughout the city and producers. And The Prison Notebooks is inspired by Antonio Gramsci, who was a communist, just like Mumia. And Gramsci basically developed a theory of revolutionary struggle for the Western industrialized nations. And so I'm using that inspiration to develop a hip-hop album where I'm going to focus on organizing a peace truce between Vaughn and Oakwood Bloods and D-Block Crips. In the last 5 years in my area in the West End, there's been a lot of casualties of this war. And Mao talks about the contradictions amongst the people being different than the contradictions between the people and imperialism. And very much today I see the struggle as a war, a position to unify all of the oppressed communities in our society against the imperialist bourgeoisie that is the ruling class of Canada. And so I'm hoping that my album is going to contribute to that kind of effort.
What's on? Word up. Tune in to Hood, CKLN, 88.1 FM.
Free Mumia.
I support Mumia Abu Jamal because Mumia Abu Jamal speaks for the oppressed and the voiceless. He is the voice of the voiceless. Mumia Abu Jamal is younger than I am. But I look up to Mumia because Mumia Abu Jamal, from prison, he seems to know more about what's going on out here than we know what's going on. He had an article about the Vuvuzela in South Africa. And everybody was saying, how in the world, how did he find out about that? Because no one knew anything about a Vuvuzela. That was right just right after the
spiritual to the profane,
the World Cup.
The sounds of vuvuzelas, tens of thousands of them, have become the buzzing background for the World Cup, the mega-sized sports event held in South Africa. The vuvuzela, as every spectator knows, is the long plastic tube-like instrument that resembles a trumpet without keys. While an omnipresent pest to sportscasters, it is a thing of joy to South African soccer fans as it reflects their sheer exuberance. This instrument, which creates a sound likened to a maddened hive of wasps, didn't begin as a tool of sports enthusiasm. It was an instrument of the Shimba religious movement, originating in the early 1900s, under the leadership of the African prophet Isaiah Shimbe, in a distinctive synthesis between Zulu culture and Christianity. The Shimbe play the vuvuzelas using the lower tone.
So we're working on a project that's essentially an impact assessment of the World Cup and the social, political, and economic effects. And what we've produced is a number of songs and music videos / documentaries with MCs and researchers and people who were actually affected by some of the decisions made by local and national government, you know, in cahoots with corporations, and essentially how FIFA screwed South Africa, you know. I mean, really, this last World Cup has been the biggest profit FIFA has ever made, so to speak. Do you know what I mean?
Break five, break five.